Right, it's Chris Sivida here from Phoenix FM, backstage at Village Green. I'm sitting with someone who's I've listened to for quite a while and always enjoyed. I'm very honoured to meet the lovely Catherine Williams. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Now, you're going to be on, thinking about an hour's time. What should people expect from your performance today? Is it going to be a mixture of kind of old and new songs, or...?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a lot of songs off the new album, Crown Electric. It's in the middle of the afternoon, so something nice and mellow, not too depressing, but maybe something that you could sit on the floor and drink beer to.
That sounds perfect, actually. Now, talking about Crown Electric, that came out last year. I was giving it a couple of listens yesterday and got a bit misty-eyed in places, I must admit. What was the inspiration around the album? How was it done? How was it kind of written?
I wrote it over a few years. I wrote a collection of about 60 songs and then narrowed that down to 30 and then took 20 into the studio and we wrote and we sang and played all live, took the takes from that, and then so we wanted a sort of fresh old school, like the way the Beatles and the Stones and like Van Morrison and stuff, used to record, where everyone would get in a room and the record would be a recording of an event of people playing music. So that's what we did, and we just wanted it to have like a classic sound and feel that like wouldn't date and had really the best songs that I could possibly write on it.
And you did a bit of work with Ed Harcourt as well, and I believe the song was written in a bath.
Sequins, yeah, I wrote two songs with Ed. Sequins I wrote in his bath when I stayed at his house, and he wasn't in the bath at the time. And then I left the lyrics on his kitchen table, and then he wrote the music to that. And then the other song, Morning Twilight, we wrote in his studio in 45 minutes.
Oh,
but
wow.
He's recording with me at the moment for the next album, doing a song based on Sylvia Plath's Bell Jar.
Oh, wow.
And so he's been recording that for me, and we've written a song together for that as well. We just get on. We've been doing it the same amount of time, and we're sort of old buddies now.
He's a lovely guy. I've met him a couple of times, and yeah, he's just one of those really, really nice guys.
An excitable Labrador.
Actually, now you say that, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I love Ed. Absolutely love him.
One of your other albums, Relations, back in 2004, I think it was, a covered album. Now, it's got a cover of Pavement's Spit on a Stranger, and my favourite band is Pavement. How did you come about deciding on what songs to record that you wanted to do for that?
Well, I actually I had a really hard time touring with someone who became very famous, who I can't mention. He was quite a bully, and I didn't want to go. I wanted to leave the music business, and then so I spent 6 months sitting in my house listening to records, and then I decided, well, a really good way to fall back in love with music was to do a covers album. And so I just got friends to give me suggestions, and I had lists and lists, and like I would have thought I'd have a Dylan cover on it, or you know, Paul Simon, or all the people that like I really love. But it just kind of felt like the song started to choose me. I mean, there's Nirvana to Bee Gees to like
right.
The Birds to Ivor Cutler. So it's a real mixture album. I just got the rights back from Warner Brothers to that album, so I'm going to be re-releasing it in the next few weeks.
Oh, excellent. Would it be a vinyl edition, by any chance?
I'd love to do a vinyl edition, because anyone who likes vinyl, I love.
It's just the sound you get with it. It's just something else, isn't it?
Yeah, it changes the air in the room.
Definitely, most definitely. Now, collaboration-wise, you've worked with quite a few people, like Ed Harcourt, we mentioned, Neil McColl. Is there anyone that you'd absolutely love to kind of work with?
I'd really love to work with Ron Sexsmith. I think he's a sort of undiscovered genius, and I don't think enough people know his stuff. Obviously, like Neil Young, Leonard Cohen, Carole King, I mean, all the old school. I mean, I got to sing on John Martin's album.
Okay.
And meet him, which was quite a big deal before he died. And it's kind of nice. It's good meeting your heroes, but then it's also a bit weird in case they're not as nice in person as they are in your world.
That is very true. Now back. What was it like to be nominated for the Mercury Music Prize? Because, funny enough, that was kind of the first time that I heard of you. Because everything seemed to kind of blow up, and, you know, what did that feel like? Was it strange, or, you know?
It was insane. I'd been putting music out on my own record label, playing to just a few people, and then when the nomination happened, it was the year when Parachutes, Coldplay, and I'd been working in a cafe as a waitress, and then I was in Park Lane in a hotel for an award with all of these people, and I kept feeling like I should be serving at the tables. But it did blow up, and then I got the major deals after that. But I wasn't really ready for it, and I had 6 years of really bad stage fright, and agoraphobia, and panic attacks. And I didn't do a lot of touring for a long time because I just didn't feel like I was qualified for the job that people had given me.
Well, I've seen you before, and you're definitely qualified, I would say.
Can I put that on a t-shirt?
You can quote me, that's perfectly fine. Now, do you get the chance to listen to a lot of music? Are there kind of bands you're listening to at the moment that you're liking?
Yeah, there's a bloke, I don't know how well known he is, but he's called Joel Saracula, and he's originally from Australia, and he's kind of like, he's like Bowie. He's just amazing. It's like really upbeat, sort of poppy, sort of 60s, 70s music. He's fantastic. I'm listening to a lot of new artists because I write with and for people now. Started to get into that much more. I do a lot. My mate Chris Difford from Squeeze and me are lecturing on.
That's the songwriting lecture thing.
Yeah. In Arvon, all about lyric writing and stuff. So it's nice. I really enjoy writing with new artists. It sort of combines the being a mum and being in music kind of parts of me.
That's that. And over the years, you've done some very quite varied. Kind of stuff. There's the Crayonettes album and the Pond stuff. Is there any kind of genres you'd like to kind of dip your toe in, or?
I think this next record, I want it to be a combination of Nick Drake meets Forte meets, you know, sort of like, so I want sort of like an organic electronica album to happen next. But yeah, I mean, the Pond album that I did, that was with Adrian Utley from Portishead, like, mixed it for us, and that was much more sort of, like, world music instruments meets beats, and then the Crayonette stuff was, like, kids' songs gone nuts, yeah. Like, trying to make kids' songs sound like The Fall and The Stooges, because my kids love The Fall and The Stooges, but when they come away from a three-year-old party singing, I drank a jar of coffee and then I took some ease, like, the parents aren't that pleased.
So we sort of did
some songs about brushing your teeth instead to the full music. That was good fun.
That is excellent. So future plans, so you're working on a new album at the moment?
Yeah. All the songs are written. It's taken a couple of years. I got a writing commission from New Writing North for some literary festivals for that, and One Little Indian, who is the label I'm on now, like Bjork's label, they're putting it out. But it's just working with people who are too popular, trying to find the time to finish it and get everyone in the studio. It's a bit like herding cats.
So have a great time today. I'm really looking forward to your set. Thank you very much for chatting to us, and good luck to the new album. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Thank you.
Oh,